Hi, my name's Jeffrey Archer. When my children were 7 and 5, they weren't reading my novels, so I had to sit down and write a children's book for them, which I'm now going to read to you, is called By Royal Appointment. "Which is the fastest car in Little Land?" asked Queen Echo, spreading some By Royal Appointment marmalade on a burnt piece of toast. "Which is the fastest car in Little Land?" Everything that the king and queen wore, ate, or used had to be the very best of its kind, and when it had been tested, was awarded a By Royal Appointment seal, so that all the people of Little Land would know how good it was. "I have no idea," replied Good King Benefactor, not looking up from his morning copy of the Crown News. "As King of Little Land, you're supposed to know everything," said Queen Echo. "As King of Little Land, you're supposed to know everything." "Am I really?" asked the King gloomily. He always disliked being asked difficult questions before he'd finished his breakfast. "Of course," said the Queen. "What would your subjects think if they asked you a simple question and you didn't know the answer? What would your subjects think if they asked you a simple question and you didn't know the answer?"
"But they never ask me anything," replied the King.
"That's not the point," said the Queen. "So you'd better find out the answer pretty quickly. It's just the sort of question someone might ask you." "How can I find out the answer," replied the King quickly before the Queen could repeat herself, "when no one ever tells me anything?" "I'll ask the Lord Chancellor for you. He seems to know everything, and you can hide behind the throne and listen to what he says." So the Queen called for the Lord Chancellor, because he was the only man who knew all the laws of Little Land off by heart, and many other useful facts as well. The King tried to hide behind the throne, but however small he attempted to make himself, his crown, or his ermine trim royal train, always showed. A few minutes later, the Right Honourable Lord Chancellor of Little Land entered the throne room as quickly as he could.